Support for Away With Words comes from Mosey Online Backup. Mosey protects your valuable computer files against data loss from hard drive crashes, viruses, theft, and other disasters. Find out more at mozy.com.
Welcome to another minicast from Away With Words. I'm Martha Barnett. In a recent episode, we noted the appointment this spring of Carol Ann Duffy as Britain's Poet Laureate, the first and only woman in that post in 341 years. A couple of weeks later, Britain observed a similar milestone. Oxford University appointed its first ever female professor of poetry. Her name is Ruth Padell, and she sounds fascinating. For starters, she's the great-great-granddaughter of Charles Darwin, and she's a scholar of ancient Greek. She's excavated Minoan tombs in Crete, taught horseback riding in Berlin, and at Princeton, she taught opera. Padell is as passionate about science as she is about art. After becoming fascinated with tigers, she traveled the jungles throughout Asia to research the big cats and weigh the threats to their survival. Her acclaimed new memoir about those journeys goes by the lyrical name Tigers in Red Weather. The poems of both Carol Ann Duffy and Ruth Padell are often emotionally intense and sharply observed, sometimes jaggedly observed. We'll link to some of those at our website, waywardradio.org. But today I want to share with you a couple more of their poems. The first, by Duffy, is about the sensuousness and weight of a single word. It's called Name. When did your name change from a proper noun to a charm? It's three vowels like jewels on the thread of my breath. It's consonants brushing my mouth like a kiss. I love your name. I say it again and again in this summer rain. I see it discreet in the alphabet like a wish. I pray it into the night till its letters are light. I hear your name rhyming, rhyming, rhyming with everything. That was Name by Carol Ann Duffy from her collection called Rapture. Here's one from Ruth Padell. It's called Pilot Light. She says the image here is of the medieval notion of the Virgin Mary serving as a guiding star for sailors at sea. But the poem begins with a comparison between sex and what she describes as a kind of cowboy bareback show. It ends with the image of Odysseus from Greek myth washed up exhausted on the beach. See what you think. Again, the title is Pilot Light. Palomino Country, The Midnight Rodeo, then I've Got to Get Back. But his sleep was sea rattle and sigh on a round pebbled beach, and she was his hold on the sand underneath. Wake him up, make him go. But each fold and pore of his cheek in the wash of the lamp, eyelashes at rest, where there'd be a dash of cleavage if she wasn't on her back. His trust, wait, Odysseus' exhaustion said no. Give us 3 minutes more. Till she was asleep too. Weed swirl, out of depth, at one with the sea of his breath. As I said, we'll link to other poems by Carol Ann Duffy and Ruth Padell on our website, waywardradio.org. I'd love to know what you think of them. Write us an email, and you can send it to words@waywardradio.org. Hope you enjoyed these. Thanks for listening. For Away With Words, I'm Martha Barnett.
You can support this program by making a donation at waywardradio.org/donate. Thank you.